WRH 104.9 FM. We're at Lafayette College, which is where, Martin?
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Ah, look.
I don't know why I had to look up for that.
Our listeners, not our viewers. We could get a camera in here. And
do we want that, though? I don't think we do.
To record the whole thing. Regardless, our listeners were starved of your luscious British accent last week, Martin.
Well, yeah.
This is your... I know you've prepared some sort of apology.
I'm so sorry for the way. Potentially zip... Stop fumbling with your mic.
Am I? I'm grasping it.
Yeah, and I can hear it.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry for the potentially one or two listeners.
I don't think there were any.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't told my mom about it. I was going to, but then
my parents are asleep by now, so it's like, why bother?
My mom's in Mexico right now, so I'm like, I'm not going to ruin her vacation by having her listen to this.
Why is she in Mexico?
She's in Mexico with her boyfriend.
Oh.
And we're not in Mexico. It used to be like a family thing, and now we're not. It's because of college.
We never had was it like a yearly thing?
No, we only went, I've gone probably like five, six times. It's because our grandparents own a timeshare there, so we have like 3 weeks in January where it's like, all right, people in the family, if you want to go to Mexico, let's, you know, get it organized. So I've gone a handful of times. It's so much fun. The Outer Banks is our like more sort of like annual vacation, which is much closer. Much less so.
Tim gave me a heart attack, I'll be honest. I look over and he's just right there.
What's up, man?
Hello.
Tim's here. Can we get him on a mic?
Tim, close the door.
Mic him up.
Does this door close now?
What's that?
That's white. Get on the white mic.
White mic, white man. Ooh, a Clif Bar.
He's just pulling things out of his pocket.
His hearing is extra sensitive because he's got the phones on. Headphones.
Okay. All right. Sure. We'll
so, run Tim, did you happen to notice the jazz band that was in the other room when you walked through?
Yes, I did.
You know what Martin said? So I was like, there was that guy from freshman year south.
That's not...
No, I'm going right there.
Why? Are we not friends anymore?
It's worth mentioning.
Actually, no, I have a gripe with you, I'll be honest.
What's my gripe?
Well, I'm not
what's
gonna,
your gripe?
I'm not gonna,
I have to think of a gripe.
It's an off-air gripe.
No, explain the gripe. You've announced it, so now it must be told.
That is blinding, by the way.
Yeah, I just moved it so the blocking
it. Go ahead.
Oh, wait, do you want to...
Spill the beans?
You want your mic to be on?
Yeah, turn his mic on.
Sorry,
stop avoiding
like,
the conversation.
Sorry. Your mic's on.
Is that on?
It should be.
I'm important enough.
Is it going on the dial?
Well, if he speaks into it.
Like this?
Maybe with a normal voice.
Like this?
Is it going anywhere?
Yeah, you just have a very quiet voice.
Maybe it's a quiet mic.
You should, like, project.
All right, like this?
That's perfect.
Martin, yes.
Explain the gripe. I'd like to... Let's squash the beef now, before I get hostile.
What, you can murder me in this room? Like,
before things get...
Do you need a Snickers?
I'm not me when I'm hungry. Go ahead.
Hey, so, yes, I left the shirts with you for a while, and I apologize for that.
You shouldn't have a gripe with me. You should have a gripe with Jake.
Well, okay, I understand that, like...
There should be a gripe.
I understand that at, like, some point, yeah, I left them for a while, but I was, a while over break.
However, you
should have texted me saying, hey, come get them or we'll toss them.
We did before the break. And also, when I saw you in person, I'd be like, dude, come over. And you kept saying, like, I'm going to come over. I'm going to grab the shirts.
Yeah, but, yes, but one text saying, get them or they're tossed, done.
Well, look.
Also, they were nice shirts. Who just tosses nice shirts?
Jake does, because Jake
just
doesn't
keep
have... Jake doesn't understand the value of a dollar, and living with him
that's what,
has
that,
really
those, that was $40.
I know. He said these were... He was like...
It was $20 each, and one of them was for...
What happened was we were rearranging our common room. Tim's seen it. You've seen how we've rearranged. Yes. You've probably seen it, too.
Yeah. When I went to get the shirts, and they were like, tell them. And I was like, okay. And it wasn't even like... I was like, hey, thanks for holding them. They were like, oh, we got rid of them. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, well, Jake just kind of tossed them in, and we were like, oh, well.
Jake doesn't understand the value of a dollar.
He doesn't.
He understands the value of this.
Also, those are like sentimental values.
It's a credit card. It's my credit card.
Dude, we have the same credit card.
Nice.
I thought you took it from me.
I thought you had the key one.
I have a credit card now, and I'm telling you what, that bill comes quicker and quicker every single month. I hate it.
I haven't used it yet. I just got it.
See, I've been using it. I was convinced to use it by one of my friends. They were like, why not earn back money while you spend money. That's the whole main argument.
I'm just like, don't spend money.
Well, it's
I don't, but that's good because you're building your credit score.
Yeah, exactly. And I always pay the bill on time. So yeah, that's
it's so important.
It's dude. It's impossible not to spend money now. I feel like in our lives, food.
Food, actually, well, we don't need to.
I don't spend any money
actually,
on food.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing.
I eat it up and lower. It's dreadful, but I don't spend money.
One of the consistent investments or that expenses that I have is things for the house, which like toilet paper.
That is that not provided by for the college?
No, no. Well, toilet paper, we are not supposed to, but we can like run to Souls or McKean and steal some. That's usually what we do.
That's they should.
Our RA straight up was like, go to Souls if you want to get.
I mean, they should provide it because you are paying for like a off campus apartment.
It's not like it's not like a dorm though. When you've got like maintenance people coming in every day and like you know doing all the stuff. Like we gotta get trash bags. We gotta get paper towels.
No, but like the custodial closets are usually
just like.
Drake has zero. I walk in and there's a new fridge, and I'm like, "You are given a fridge to begin with."
He orders so much on Amazon that he forgets. Like he gets the message on his phone. It's like you.
And he's like, "Oh, I ordered something."
He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, this will be fun. I don't know what it is."
He's like a housewife.
Yeah. What is it?
With like things.
He's like, do you have like I have my own Amazon account. That I pay for, like, Prime with and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I use my parents' Prime, but I have my own account on it.
Yeah, my account
I pay for Prime, like, it's my account.
Isn't Prime free if you're a student? That's a thing.
It's not free, but it's discounted.
Huh.
I think it's discounted for, like, it's free for a period of months, and then it's at a discounted rate.
Because I, like, once I started going to Loft, I was like, oh, I can get Prime? Like, I can get next day delivery? This is awesome.
Yeah.
It was great. I bought a harmonica the other day.
It's also useful for like textbooks.
Yeah. Well, I buy all my stuff on the
You bought a harmonica?
Yeah. We kind of jumped right past that. I bought a harmonica. I'm gonna learn the blues.
Yeah. Put something on your credit card. You know.
You got a harmonica. Paid with this awesome.
Isn't it best to like
card,
pay
like
with
an
gas?
Everywhere gift card I got for Christmas.
My mom gave me one of those.
It feels like I'm not even spending money.
Yeah. It's nice. It's a gift card.
Yeah. It's really nice.
Is it one that like. Just like Visa set Same amount much, of
yeah.
money.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like the person adds a certain amount. And then
like a prepaid credit card.
Yeah, and I'm going to go.
Prepaid.
I'm going to Wawa after this, and I'm going to use it. Nice. And I'm going to get like a free meal.
You know, Wawa stops selling
your cookies.
My cookies.
Yeah, well,
it saves us the hassle of.
I think they might have
cookies.
Stopped selling them last year at the end of last year because I remember several times you'd be like Tim and I would be going to Wawa and you're like pick me up the cookies. They were never there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe there was.
I remember. Well, also,
poor boy who
they may have. Julie actually ate them. I don't know why, but she did. But the problem of those cookies is that the packaging, like where the barcode is, it's on the corner, so it's good. Like you can't get it straight.
Yeah.
So what would have to happen is I would either have to bring an empty packet so they can flatten it and scan it, or they would be like. He's going to eat these now, and I'd be like, yeah. And they would just take them out of the bag and give them to me and then flatten it and scan it. So
Do
honestly,
they
may have stopped serving it solely for convenience.
How do they not have the resources on their, like, tablet to just type in, like, the... Or, like, search the name of the item and get a manual scan? Like, that's a thing.
That's a grocery store thing, but
it's
a Wawa thing?
It's not a
Tractor Supply.
I don't know why...
It's food.
I don't know why Divvy's put the... barcode where it's unscannable though.
That's stupid.
Like anything with a barcode, you should be able to like type in manually and get.
Well, that's
the
whole point of a barcode is that you just scan it.
I know, but
also barcodes are tremendous pieces of like information.
I was thinking about that a few days ago.
Yeah, it is astounding.
No two are alike.
QR codes, barcodes—they're just.
I still don't understand how QR codes work. I'll be honest.
What are your guys' opinions on the QR menus when you go to restaurants?
Very nice.
I don't like them at all.
Why but not? What? Like,
I like holding.
You're old fashioned.
Do you
I
mean
like
you have to scan it and then it gives you the
and
menu?
Then you, and like,
I agree with. I like having the menu because for me, allergies, I usually have to point and like point stuff out. You can't point on your phone.
That's true.
Here's my gripe. If you're going. They're really jamming in there.
They are. And they sound good too.
They do sound all right.
All right. They sound great.
When you're at like a big dinner with like many people, everyone's just on their phone.
It takes you out of
it takes you out of the out of like the restaurant-y
vibe
atmosphere. But I guess you got to do it.
It's nice if they have them at the entrance. So it's waiting to be seated. Yeah, you can check the menu out.
Yeah, a lot of nicer places will have the menu right there.
They just have the menu against, like...
But, like,
There's, like, an eight-page menu.
I just personally enjoy holding the menu and being able to rotate it, flip it, toss it to the waiter when I'm done.
Maybe hand it to them calmly. Hand it to them calmly.
Did you guys scan the Super Bowl commercial?
No.
The Coinbase one?
No, I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Did you hear the news about the Coinbase QR code debacle?
No.
So they paid for, it was like $14 million, a 60-second ad during the Super Bowl of just a QR code bouncing around the corners. And it never, first off, it never hit a corner nicely, which annoyed me, because I would have scanned it then. But, so it takes you to the Coinbase, which is a crypto trading.
We all saw the commercial.
Yeah, website. It crashed.
Oh, I'm sure.
Due to influx of people scanning it and going to the...
traffic had to be ridiculous. It's
just like...
commercial.
Yeah, but like, I feel like it was they should have expected
it's
something.
It's almost like too brilliant of a scheme that they that something bad was bound to happen. Yeah. Like, it's kind of genius just to have it. And like,
was anyone else disappointed by the Super Bowl commercials this year?
Extremely. It's all extreme. Big money I'm now, glad that someone else agreed with
me. It was all electric cars, crypto.
Big name celebrities were in every single commercial. Like, that was... like, they had... it was just like... first-rate celebrity after the next. None of it was funny. I didn't laugh once.
The only one I was looking forward to, Budweiser, and it's a horse getting injured. I'll be honest, that does not make me want to buy beer.
I was really disappointed. The only one that
the
might
football
have been...
one was good, with the football coming out of the TV, the players running around the house.
No, I thought that was too childish.
I don't even know if I saw that one. I don't remember that one.
I thought it was going to be like an ad for Madden or something. It was an ad for the NFL. The NFL doesn't need to pay for ad space when the game itself is the best ad possible for the NFL.
Well, it was one of the better ads, in my opinion. I didn't see the Budweiser one. You said there was one?
It was literally just a golden retriever watching a horse. The horse tries to jump a fence, injures its leg, gets cared back for, and then it's running again. Like a 15-second ad, and then it's just Budweiser. And I was like, what happened to... they used to have really good...
Was it at least a Clydesdale?
Yes. It has to be. Yeah. But like, it used to be like very empowering horse. Like, yeah, this is Budweiser. And it was just like a golden retriever watching a horse get injured.
Yeah, it wasn't... I was there. It left much to...
the game was good, though.
Yeah, the game was good. It kind of... there was definitely a lull after the Bengals
second,
had their run right at the start of the second half. The first playoff of the second half.
Yeah,
it died down for like up until like pretty much crunch time.
There was so much hope though when Burrow was getting sacked at the end, and he like just tossed it.
Yeah,
and I was like, if that dude had dove for the ball, I don't know. Maybe they may have still lost, but like
there was two bad calls. But they offset each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, they both resulted in touchdowns for either team.
Well, that was the face mask call.
Yeah.
That was dreadful. I don't know how that didn't get called.
Yeah, and then there was a holding.
There was a holding, which the Bengals, which wasn't a holding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the face mask one was, like, pretty,
pretty
clear.
Yeah.
It was a decent game.
Who got MVP, or whatever it's called?
Cooper Kupp.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Who probably should have won it.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Yeah.
The second half, so all they did was throw to him. Like, he was the only...
He's their number one. It's the biggest game of their
OBJ.
Career.
OBJ?
Yeah. You gotta feel bad. I hate OBJ, but you gotta feel bad.
You gotta feel bad.
Yeah.
Now, I know you...
the big stage.
You definitely disliked it. How did... Tim, how did you feel about the halftime show?
I liked it, dude. Really? I liked it. Dude, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, I like all that old school
perfect.
Rap.
Oh, perfect. Okay. I liked it. I thought it was a good
one. I
mean,
like, it kind of, like, you know, the
I wish
the
Eminem
girl was like,
Mary J. Blige.
I hadn't heard of her. Yeah, I didn't know.
She was a good singer. I think it maybe should have been a shorter segment for her and then, like, equalized Eminem's.
Yeah,
because Eminem just did like one song.
Yeah,
which was
Is they do like 1 minute of like five songs.
They also had
it's like a collage that they do, and it's like
50 Cent, which was a surprise.
50 Cent was cool.
Which
Snoop and Dre were both awesome. Like,
I
loved that.
Yeah,
Snoop and Dre were great.
Yeah,
yeah. I think 50 Cent was cool, but you already have five people. Yeah. Like at some point you have too many.
Eminem
people.
Was fine. I was fine with that. I didn't know who the girl was, and 50 Cent was like kind of just jammed in the middle of the whole thing.
It's hip hop and rock and
wow.
It's hip rap and hop and you know all that stuff. So
hippity hoppity rappity.
their voices aren't that great to begin with.
Yeah.
So it's a good Super Bowl because they're actually singing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're not in, like inquired.
It was a good Super Bowl halftime show, especially compared to like the past 5 years.
Oh yeah, no, there have been some pretty abysmal
Shakira
ones.
And J-Lo's wasn't bad.
It was bad.
I know you didn't like it because of Kashmir on the violin.
What?
Do you remember that? They started playing the beginning of Kashmir, and you recognized it, and you were like, no.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, what? No, don't do it, please, yeah. Don't do it.
It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great.
But it was like so just not memorable.
But then like the two previous were just like...
They all kind of just blend in them for me.
Justin Timberlake was, I don't know, somewhat recent, and I don't remember any of that one.
I forgot all of them.
Yeah, they, yeah. Even like the Super Bowl themselves.
Maroon 5, biggest disappointment.
Like 10, they all just kind of blend in with like a few exceptions. What'd you say?
Maroon 5, that one was a big
Maroon
disappointment.
5, they might not be a real band. They may not exist.
Interesting.
What's his name? Adam Levine. Adam Levine is certainly a real man, and he's like...
But the rest
face.
Of the band doesn't exist.
I'm telling you, like, does anyone ever say, like, everyone knows Maroon 5, but is Maroon 5 anyone's, like, favorite band? I don't think they exist.
Am I looking at me, Martin?
Don't you have a lot of Maroon 5 songs?
I like Maroon 5 a lot, and so does Katie. Yeah.
See, they like Maroon 5. Do they, like, adore Maroon 5? No one does. I don't think those other guys and girls, I don't know who's in the band. If there is a band. I think it's just Adam Levine.
So do you not like Maroon 5, then?
Oh, I don't like Maroon 5.
But they have
Imagine Dragons or Maroon 5?
That's a tough question because they're both so intolerable.
Imagine Dragons is good.
Here's my thesis statement about Imagine Dragons is thus.
Can you stop this because I can hear it in the...
This?
Yes.
I'll do it. I have to...
You can do a light tapping.
Just because it's loud doesn't make it good.
No, but the songs and the lyrics do.
Right. This is all just directed at them.
But the songs and the lyrics do make it good.
No, the lyrics... Thunder. Feel
okay,
the thunder.
I'll always
like,
use
you think
that
that's
song.
Good?
That
think
one,
that's
no,
good?
I don't think that one is.
A child
However, the rest
that.
Are fine.
No. You know, like, what's the big three that...
Radioactive
is garbage. Actually, that's probably the most tolerable of the big three. There's that one. There's Thunder. Demons is stupid.
Their whole first album is good.
They've gotten so much worse too. That's the thing. Like, it's just so like in your face, and like I'm gonna yell, and it's gonna be all anthemic, and it's gonna be
like
cheap dollar lyrics.
Are you describing Disturbed?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Describing Disturbed right now.
Disturbed? The
band, yeah.
The metal band.
Yeah.
How do you know Disturbed?
It's Disturbed. It's like that... You may not know many of their songs, but you know who Disturbed is.
He also sung...
I think it was Disturbed. He sung... Sound of Silence, that's a song.
Yeah, no, Disturbed is
my
famous...
My sister...
Yeah.
My mom prefers that to the original.
Yeah, no, a lot of people like the Disturbed version. That's like a famous
it's very like
song.
It's a good rendition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got people who love that song.
I've got people.
I've got people. No, I have people in my
employ.
Basement. Attic.
That was poorly worded. There are people in my life that might be in my closet that like that version.
Should we play some music?
I think we should.
All right. Announce them, Martin.
Well, they are your songs. Would you like to?
I'll do the first one, you do the second one.
Okay.
The first one is a one that we all probably all know. You just may not know the name. You'll probably recognize it when you hear it. It's called Band on the Run by Wings, which was Paul McCartney's band after the Beagles.
Okay. And then we got Chain of Fools, which I don't think I know.
We'll see.
By Aretha Franklin.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Forever. never get out of here. Thought of giving it all away to a registered charity. All I need is a pint today. If I ever get out of here, if we ever get out of here.
That was a disappointing pause at the end there. Dragged on. All Our right. viewers expect. Sorry. I keep saying viewers. They keep. They should expect the best from us. Maybe Tim should take over on the boards.
Oh, shit.
I'll stay over here. I'm okay.
In the corner.
Yeah.
In the corner.
Yeah, I'm in the corner.
In the crevice.
Yeah. It's comfy though. I have the nicest chair. I'd say.
You do. Yeah. I have to lean forward. And,
yeah. That's always a bad spot.
Yeah. I just didn't want to do the boards tonight. I was driving back. I had to drive home earlier to pick up my laptop charger.
Ooh.
And then I came back, so I've been in the car, and I was thinking about the show, and I was like, I'm going to make Martin run dials tonight. He's not listening. He's on his phone.
Yeah.
I'm texting my sister.
Yeah. Clearly, we know where his priorities lie. This guy.
At least he showed up this week.
I was listening to some of our old shows the other night.
He didn't show up so many of...
Yes, but...
I did so many alone.
You didn't do that many alone. You would...
Solid four.
Well, you know why I had to not go, and that should be within reason. Which, you know what, is not in reason? Us throwing out your shirts, and I'm sorry. I felt bad about it. Jake just did it. And I was like, oh, well, they're gone. And then you happened to show up the next day. Albeit, you had, like, so much time to come over, and you never did.
But you still don't throw someone's shirts out. Martin's refusing to talk right now.
I know, he's doing his whole, silence thing.
Yeah, the silent treatment.
I'm trying to engage in
the silent treatment.
I mean, kind of is.
It's like, who throws out nice... Did he look at them? Like, they're nice shirts. Also, it's just like, they're clearly not... I bought them. Like, they're clearly event shirts.
Do you want us to reimburse you?
No.
We'll reimburse you.
I don't want that, actually.
I'll talk to Jake about
it. Don't. Well, Jake wouldn't... care. Money is nothing to him.
That's for sure, dude.
Dude needed that's a new sure. microwave, so we bought a fridge along with it. You have a fridge already.
I know. I don't get it. I don't get how he lives that way.
It's, yeah.
But regardless, I'll throw you a few bucks.
No. I will not accept them.
Don't get all moody and then not expect compensation. Oh.
What the?
Game changer. They've really done it up nice in here, I think.
What is this for? When we were freshmen in here, I'm not saying it was bad in here. It had a certain mood.
I'll say this. It seems like...
It's more homely.
It seems like the WJRH organization this year has, gotten back to doing its thing.
Yeah.
Last year...
Well, I mean, COVID is,
last year was a total mess.
Okay.
I mean, it was, right?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, they got that painted.
No, but I mean in terms of,
are they doing the meeting? Are
they? Regardless.
I found a remote.
Neat.
Does that control the lights?
It controls this light. Down here.
Oh, that's under... Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's got a couple settings to it.
The LEDs are really the new... There's something so aesthetically pleasing about these specific LEDs, the ones that get in the strips.
Yeah,
The technology there is very.
These
cool.
These were the ones we had in our room.
They look very.
Yeah, I have ones in my room this year too.
I don't. My room is pretty sad.
Well, there's nothing new there.
Yeah.
Why don't you get a poster? I've told you this before. It doesn't have to be sad. You
no,
make
because
it sad.
No, because I'm the only one
about.
Who is ever in there, and I don't do my work in there anymore. The only time I'm in there is if I'm relaxing or sleeping.
I guess that's fair.
Also, it's like I don't like having a single. I'll be honest. I don't like being alone. I like being around. I don't know. That's why I study in a Copian now. Also, a Copian is Copes. Great for studying.
I've studied in a Copian a few times this year. We'll go over there and get in a room.
I go to the library twice a day.
I don't like the library. I'll be honest. It's too silent.
The library was my haven freshman
too loud
year.
For me.
It can be loud in there.
Even in a room downstairs, trapped, I still hear voices.
Aren't you supposed to be really quiet on the top floor? Or the second floor?
I thought it was the bottom that's the quiet.
No, the bottom is not
very
quiet.
Loud.
No, the bottom. Not when you walk in.
The basement.
Yeah, the basement.
Basement's not quiet.
No. When you walk in, the floor above that is the quiet floor.
I always go. I used to go to those
study rooms.
The isolation desk. You walk across all the books. You go through all the bookshelves and then you get to the other end
on the second floor.
Yeah, on the second floor.
Yeah.
I went there once.
Yeah,
it's pretty nice.
It is quiet back there. I do like it.
Well, it's annoying how the library isn't 24/7. The only building where they don't kick you out is Ecopian, because, like, engineers are nocturnal.
They're a different breed.
Yeah.
They should keep party open. People should be able to go in those classrooms. I like the party classrooms. I always, like, I'd rather be in there if I'm going to be studying than any other, like, building.
I don't remember the last time I had a class and party.
I've got a bunch of party.
I've had a bunch. Mostly I'm in Simon all day now.
Yeah, last semester I have 3 out of 4 in Simon, and this semester I have 3 out of 4 in Simon.
I have 3 out of 4
and 1 in Risk.
Yeah, I have 1 in Risk as well.
Yeah. What do you have in Risk?
The Computers and Society.
Oh, yeah.
The writing attribute class.
Yeah. Are you going to take the data science class next year?
I will, yeah.
Next year.
In the fall.
Yeah.
I might be done in the fall.
I am not. I just am not, flat out.
What would you do?
Graduate.
Save $15,000 or $17,000, whatever it is.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty
but I have to
sweet
get
deal.
4 specific classes.
Well,
3 of which are econ.
It'll be a tough last semester, but then you can hit the road, Jack.
Yeah, I can.
That'll be sad.
I might audit. I think I might have to take 5 classes both semesters next year.
Damn.
And then I also might see if I can order another one to take 6. Because there's one econ class that I won't be able to take unless I get the financial certificate. But, like, to get the financial certificate, I'll get it as I graduate. So I might just order it because I won't be able to technically take it.
Okay.
But it sounds like it's a lot of
class.
Really, it's like the economics of futures and, like, future markets or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Futurama.
Have you taken corporate finance?
I have not.
Are you planning to?
I might be. I might not be. I forget. I have my plan set up and I
think we have to for the financial certificate.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Then yes, I am.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I didn't know you guys were in here.
No problem.
Hello.
I
just wanted to check out the new lights.
Yeah, they look nice.
They're nice.
They're great.
Yeah.
Play your song, Martin.
What?
Play your songs.
Okay. So, up first is Love Shack by the B-52s, and then it is Summer
Breeze.
Is
it the B-52s?
Like B-52 Bomber?
Yeah.
The B-52s do Love Shack?
Yeah. I hope so, otherwise this is a different song.
it's gotta be the right... what other song's called Love Shack? That would be at the top of Spotify.
Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts.
I cannot believe it's the B-52s.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the Love Shack, Love Shack, yeah, yeah, I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway, looking for the love getaway, headed for the love getaway.
I got me a car, it's as big as a whale, and we're heading on. best. Love Shack, baby, Love Shack. Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
Welcome back.
Two good songs.
Four songs total this show.
I think that's becoming a trend when we're at our maximum powers show.
Maximum banter.
When our banter meter is 11. Banter meter.
There's got to be a lot going on. We talk about the Super Bowl. We talk about classes. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
How's the weather been? Actually, I take that back. The weather is actually a good talking point. It was 60 degrees, and then it was freezing and snowing.
I couldn't believe it. I woke up at home over the weekend. I had to go home this past weekend. We played cards.
Yes.
We need to play cribbage.
Dude, we've been saying it because we've got the board at our place, and Sam's over all the time. And he's like, next time all four of us are free, we got to play 2v2 cribbage. Yeah. 2v2 is so much fun. You can play like three games, too. It goes by so quick.
Yeah, the 2v2 goes by quick.
What are you guys doing after this?
I have Wawa, and then I have to go to the house.
Yeah. I'm studying, and I'm studying, and then a data science lab that's technically due tonight, but I got an extension Friday night.
Right.
Sam.
I am Martin.
Sam
and I am
had COVID, but now he's getting out tomorrow.
Oh, Sam got COVID?
It kind of got... It got Jake. It got...
What
Sam,
did Jake
got,
go home?
When yeah, he got no, out? He's in like the fanciest hotel in Easton right now, with like 90,000 square feet of space.
So, got, like, so own... not like where the they're saying they're
no,
students.
No, he was like, I am not staying in the Holiday Inn or whatever, wherever they said.
Staying in like any hotel
it's
is
nice.
A nice experience.
Oh yeah, dude. If I had to go there, I'd be like, hell yeah, hotel room to myself.
Yeah,
this is great.
It's so nice.
But Sophie and Sam both have it.
They also got
together.
It like. Oh, didn't they get it?
Sam got it like a few days
like,
after
yeah.
Sophie. And then he just moved in with her. They're both getting out tomorrow. Jake probably will get out tomorrow. And then, so there'll be days for
they
crib.
Were talking about COVID, like, so much last week, and then
the school just gave up.
No, they're like, all right, people get COVID.
It's like, it's a 2-week thing. People get it, and then once... Everyone's
we now
settled
have herd immunity
campus.
For the next like
yeah,
2 months.
Fine. It was the same thing that happened last semester.
Yeah,
we had a 2-week panic, and then everything was fine.
Yeah,
that's how it works. It's like
and then
plague.
I randomly got it,
and then Tim got it.
Tim, you've gotten it like 3
yeah,
times. I don't know how you keep doing it. I haven't got it when I really should have, like when you got it.
Yeah,
and we had
and
all been
were
playing
sick.
Cards.
You, yeah,
you
said
spread it
you
to
were...
nobody.
Isn't it interesting? And here's the thing. I should have...
But that was also a bad night, because that's the day we got the vaccines.
But no, but I remember when you moved into the house with the others,
yeah.
You were like, I feel terrible. I totally have it.
I felt terrible and had like a sore throat, so I isolated myself.
Yeah, I remember.
Went and got tested, didn't have it. And I was like, maybe it's still just the vaccine that...
Powering through.
The J&J vaccine destroyed us.
It was rough.
I was like shivering in my bed thinking I was...
Yeah, you were
that
night.
A rough
night.
That
yeah.
night was a fever dream.
Yeah, you woke like, up and you're like, that was a fever dream night.
Like, it was so... Everything was so surreal. And then I got the call at like 6:30 in the morning. I'm exhausted and like I maybe got 2 hours of sleep. Like, hey, you gotta get out of there.
Yeah.
But
And then Sam said that night he was like so hot that he would like lie against a tiled floor or something.
Yeah.
Just like we all... died from that vaccine.
Yeah.
I was doing alright. I had like 2 hours of back pain.
Well, you also that's got it. You got a 2-shot one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
got
the J&J.
I got the Pfizer. And I had COVID a few months before that.
You did, yeah.
And then I got the booster a few months after having COVID, a month after having COVID. Booster did nothing to me.
Yeah, the booster was just like a normal shot to me.
Okay. My parents were pretty wiped out.
Yeah, I felt it.
Yeah. Oh, my... Yeah, yeah.
I guess it just has different ways of affecting people.
Yeah.
I got the Moderna as my second one. They were like, which one do you want? I was like, I'll do the Moderna. Anything but the J&J. I don't want no blood clots.
I got the J&J.
It
because
was
I was filling out
it was
the right aid form.
Situation.
And it was like, which one did you get first? So I wrote J&J. And they were like, okay, you're getting J&J again. Which is apparently not what you're supposed to do. The best thing is to get, like, one of the mRNA ones. Because then you get, like, boosted. It doesn't matter. Somehow still haven't gotten it yet, so.
You haven't gotten it yet?
No. My uncle, his wife and both kids got it, and were just like, he was like, all right, I'm clearly gonna get it, so he just, like, stayed at the house and they like, mixed and everything. Mm. Went through the entire cycle of them having it. He never got it.
Some people are just
he
lucky.
Might just be, like, immune, I'll be honest.
It's really weird. We need to take his blood.
It needs to be preserved for science.
Science has gotten a bit strange recently.
Well, you know.
Pig hearts in humans? Well, pig heart in humans?
I think it's great. Is that a thing? I didn't even hear about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Someone
got a pig heart to replace their own heart.
Yeah.
Like a genetic...
They turned a few genes off so that it would be accepted by the human. And, like...
and it's working.
Yeah, but like... It probably won't last. It's the first time ever. It's not going to last long.
However,
he was so sick that he couldn't get a human heart transplant. So it was either die or get, like,
this
maybe
an
unexpected, an unknown amount of time, but still time to spend with his family and stuff with a pig heart.
I wonder if he feels like...
What, like a pig?
Different. No, like not even like a pig, but just like... I can't imagine how that would...
He's growing a little twirly tail.
He's like, guys, I got a tail.
But, like, there's been some backlash by like PETA and all that.
Ethical reasons.
Yeah, ethical reasons. I mean, there's always going to be for something like that. There's going to be some hesitancy, I'm sure.
But like, imagine they don't like you eating meat, so it's like,
yeah, and like that's never going to stop.
Yeah, it's like also, so many humans die because it's just so hard to get like certain organs in a transplant.
It certainly is.
And if you can do that, which first of all, they've been trying for like decades, and this is the first successful.
It's pretty cool.
I think in 1988, they tried to save a young girl, like a young girl, by giving her a baboon heart, and it did not work.
Didn't work.
No.
I feel like a baboon's heart beats crazy fast. I don't know, I just get that indication. My dog's heartbeat is always fast.
So therefore, a baboon's heart is very fast.
Yeah, that's
based off the Evan's transitive feelings, property. You know,
yeah, it's
the
just,
new science.
This is just, this is Evan's science.
Evan's intuition.
I got a hunch. I mean, it had to fail for some reason. Maybe it was just too fast.
I don't know if, well, also, they're still worried that
the pig heart
is going to get rejected by the body, which is why he's on immunosuppressants. But you get put on immunosuppressants anyways. Which is why there was a transplant, like, waiter, I don't know, person on the, like, waiting list for a transplant, he had refused to get the COVID vaccine, so they were like, then you're not getting a transplant. Because he would have to be on immunosuppressants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He would get COVID. And then, like, why waste that heart or whatever it was.
Yeah. Exactly. Are you guys organ donors?
Yeah.
Are you?
No.
You're not? Can I ask why?
Just because I haven't gotten around to saying that I am.
Oh.
Basically.
As soon as I got my permit, yeah, they're like,
it's one of the first things you do when you get like your permit or your license.
It wasn't even it's just like a question. It was like, do you want to be an organ donor?
I'm like, hell, I'll be an organ donor.
Yeah. I was like, if I die and my body can be of use.
Why not, right?
Yeah, like,
exactly.
I still have my 17-year-old license, so I don't have my 18-year-old one.
I look like a child in mine. I gotta
get my
picture.
License figured out. I'm gonna have to go to the DMV.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
I've had great times at the DMV.
You've had great
times? Both times I went.
No, you said it's been so pleasant.
Both times
I
went, there's like no one there.
Maybe it's different in New Jersey. But
no, it's not, but I just got lucky.
Was it like, is the DMV for a lot of like not super populated areas?
No, it's like pretty populated.
Oh, damn. Okay.
I got lucky. The one day it was like 100 degrees out.
That,
so
yeah.
That could have been influenced it a little bit.
Yeah.
Alright, I think we've done it.
Yeah. You have been listening to WJVH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. We never said the name of our show.
Oh, it's the Common Room.
We are the Common Room. I've been Martin.
And I've been Evan.
And I've been and still am Tim.
Alright.
And will remain to be.
And will remain to be, yes.
If you would like to listen again, we will be here again next I Never Logged Summer Breeze.
it's going to say that it's playing.
Yeah. We will be back next Wednesday at 8. What is it? 8 p.m.?
Right on it, man. 8 p.m. 8 p.m.
Right.
8 p.m. feels so much better than 7 p.m.
Yeah, 7 p.m. is like.
I don't know what it is.
Just. It feels like it's interrupting your afternoon.
Yeah, and I think that 9 p.m. is like. That's the start of the night. Like, 9 p.m. is like, all right, this is getting into nighttime.
Whereas, had this been on like a Friday, maybe it would have been better. But
or even a Thursday for that matter.
But, yes.
You know,
I have an 8 a.m. tomorrow.
This was our time. Oh no, our time freshman year, our first ever time was Wednesdays at 9. It was late.
I didn't mind that though.
And then we did some Wednesdays at 10. I think the second semester.
Yeah. 10 was late. I'll be honest. Because you leave and you're like, wow, this is.
You know, it's like,
dreadful.
We're just gonna go to bed now. I guess. This isn't bad.
No. All right. Come back next week.
Come back.
Please come back. Please.
I'll tell people that the show's happening now, and I can we can get some audience, and Tim can stay around. He could be like the third.
All right, I'm gonna go
You're
back.
End the show now.
Yeah, I'm gonna end the show now. All right,
bye-bye. All
right, goodbye.